Reading 1A. Exercise 1, page 10.
Festivals blog. Recent blog entries.
Sculpting Festival. I'm here with my family at the Sand Sculpting Festival on Frankston Beach, Melbourne, Australia. We're staying for the weekend. The festival lasts from the end of December to the end of April, and the theme of the sculptures changes every year. This year, the sculptures show creatures and scenes from the age of the dinosaurs. There are several dozen huge dinosaurs made of 3,500 tons of sand. You might think you are in Jurassic Park. You can watch the sculptors at work too. It's fascinating. I fancy having a go myself. The exhibition opens every day at 10 a.m, so tomorrow I'm making my own dinosaur at the sand workshop. With a little professional help. Posted by Laura on the 17th of January in Travel Planet. Tags: festivals, sand, sculptures.
Roswell UFO Festival. My friends and I are having a fantastic time at this year's Roswell UFO Festival in New Mexico, USA. It's a four-day event that takes place every year in early July. Some people believe that an alien spaceship, a UFO, crashed in a field near Roswell in 1947, and the festival celebrates that event. Not everyone believes the story, of course, but the festival is still a lot of fun. Everyone dresses up as aliens for the alien costume competition. The costumes are fabulous, and even family pets take part. There are dogs dyed blue and tortoises covered in aluminium foil. Today, we're watching the parade down Main Street, and tomorrow, the firework display starts at 9 p.m. They say it's really amazing. So are some of the aliens you meet. Posted by Bruce on the 2nd of July in All Around. Tags: festivals, UFOs, aliens.
Winter Carnival. Here in Saranac Lake, New York, it's minus 5 degrees Celsius, and people are celebrating their Winter Carnival. The festival takes place at the beginning of February each year and lasts 10 days. The local people build an enormous ice palace as a home for Sarah, the snowy owl, the town mascot. The festival begins with the crowning of the Winter Carnival King and Queen. Lots of fun events follow, including races and treasure hunts. Right now, we are watching the parade. There are dozens of colorful floats carrying people in fancy costumes. The whole town comes alive. Tonight, we're watching the firework display over the Ice Palace. What a cool celebration! Posted by Eve on the 2nd of February in Travel. Tags: winter festivals, ice sculptures, owls.